So you and your family are still in quarantine and you might be running out of ideas for food, for cooking, for activities to keep the kids busy. You might be running out of everything. Patience.
Joining us on the Kogan News Live line, James Harker and Frederica Siren. They're a zero waste, eco-friendly family from Talmadge. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is it just Frederica or is James with you?
Yes, it's just Frederica. James is homeschooling the children.
Oh, okay. So the social distancing quarantine rules make things like mealtimes a little tough. And, you know, we've seen a lot of people stocking up on groceries. As an eco-friendly family, what are your tips for this?
Well, I have to say that there is no better time than, and more important time than to eat healthy than right now. So, you know, the biggest thing to look for food is to find food that has the longest shelf life instead of frozen and packaged food. In the beginning, when we started this quarantine, I remember going to the store and watching everyone bunkering up on alcohol and sodas and cookies and chips, and that sounds like a really fun party. But it's much more important to stock up on food like beans and lentils and rice and pasta and flour.
So yeah, if you can get it, I am a wannabe baker, and I haven't seen flour in a store in, I don't know, it feels like a month or maybe 10 years. I'm not really sure. You've been able to turn meals into another activity with your kids. How do you do that?
Well, we actually grow majority of our food that we eat, all the vegetables and fruit, on our standard city lot here in San Diego. So first, of course, we include them in the growing the food, which is, I mean, it's a fun activity for everyone, especially for the kids, you know, getting dirty and having your hands in soil. Who doesn't like that as a kid? And so right now it's spring, and so our garden is just bursting, and we're growing a lot, and we're planting a lot. And then, of course, they help us harvest the food, and then they help us cook the food, which is, it's become like a family affair.
So, and you know, you mentioned that your husband is homeschooling right now. What are your tips for parents who might be struggling with homeschooling?
Yeah, I totally understand, because obviously this is a challenge for all of us, and trying to do homeschool and balance working like we are, it's a challenge. And as we're now entering, I think it's week 7 of the quarantine and homeschooling, we got a little bit more creative, and we have a schedule that is a set schedule that we followed every day. We don't follow slave to the minute, but it's a schedule to make for the kids to feel like this is a little bit more normal. And also everyone knows when things are happening every day. But we also have asked our kids kind of like, what would they like to learn? So for example, our kids do all take Spanish class. So for Spanish class, we offer them that they can pick a Spanish speaking country, and we get to learn everything about that Spanish-speaking country. And also, we pick a food that they eat there, and then we make that together.
All right, Frederica, it's good to talk to you. Frederica Siren, and their website, if you're wondering, is zerowastefamily.com, and they have YouTube videos as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.